This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. I put up that poll of the day, brought to you by Van Meter Homes, up 17 minutes ago. Might as well shut it down.
Okay.
Who will be the Commanders' breakout player this season? Jamin Davis, Brian Robinson, Jahan Dotson.
Was it Dotson 88%?
Dotson the runaway winner?
76% to Dotson right now.
Yeah, there we go.
Jamin's got 7%.
You can't even get 10% of the vote. Ooh, that's
not great. You were right. Kyle Trask was the quarterback throwing to Kyle Pitts in that game against Kentucky, but I looked at the game's box score.
Yes.
Pitts had 5 catches for 100 yards and 3 touchdowns. So I don't know what Jamin Davis did.
Well, maybe he shut him down in another game that we don't know about.
What, no, the year before, maybe?
Okay. I don't know.
All right, I'm just throwing that year, the year before they were drafted.
All I know is that the one big blurb about Jamin Davis was
he could cover Kyle Pitts.
Right.
I have to go back and look at the film on that.
Kyle Pitts is pretty uncoverable. He's kind of a hybrid.
Maybe Davis wasn't playing in that game. Who knows?
Maybe he wasn't.
All right, let's open up the entertainment page, touch on the Hollywood, the music scene, get the latest celebrity gossip from Cakesy.
We will lead with some Kevin Spacey news.
I know it's not going to be good.
Oh, it's not positive. It's not great. A judge has ordered Kevin Spacey to pay House of Cards production company, MRC, nearly $31 million for alleged sexual misconduct behind the scenes of the Netflix White House drama. Spacey, who played Frank Underwood, was kicked off the series during its sixth season after facing allegations that he had sexually assaulted and preyed upon young men, including a House of Cards PA, who said Spacey groped him, prompting an investigation. An L.A. judge confirmed an award previously handed down by an arbitrator in 2020, which consisted of around $29.5 million in damages and another $1.5 million in costs and fees.
Did either of you guys watch House of Cards?
I watched a couple episodes.
I did not.
Never got into it.
No, really?
I did.
I will say this, and I've said this before. I know that Kevin Spacey is a creep. I know that he's been accused of a lot of sexual misconduct. I understand that. I can also separate him being a creep with him being also,
a great
at the
actor.
Same time, a great actor.
He's excellent.
Yeah.
And I don't see Kevin Spacey, not like if I see him in Seven or The Usual Suspects, I don't immediately look at him and say, you're a creep. I can't watch this great piece of art that you helped create.
It's like listening to Michael Jackson.
I just watch it and consume it.
A lot of creeps can perform, whether it's in acting or music. I think I'm with you. You can separate.
I can compartmentalize.
Correct.
I'm silly at compartmentalizing.
I remember people saying, oh, I'm not going to listen to Michael Jackson anymore after that documentary came out. And I'm not saying people listen to Michael Jackson on the regular, but you hear songs still.
I know. Stations still play it.
This line by Spacey's lawyers kind of made me slap my knee. His attorneys attempted to throw out the $31 million arbitration award, saying his behavior amounted to nothing more than, quote, sexual innuendos and, quote, innocent horseplay, which did not violate their anti-harassment policy. I'm guessing the judge is looking at it in a different light.
Did he win Best Actor for anything? Did he win for American Beauty?
I think he won Best Supporting Actor.
For
some reason,
suspects.
I believe he's best supporting actor.
I feel like I need to go revisit American Beauty. Haven't seen that in many years.
Oh, he did win. He won for American Beauty Best Actor 2000.
Really, oh, it was Best Actor.
Well, no, but he won Best Supporting Actor for Usual Suspects.
Got you. So he's won two.
And I still think L.A. Confidential is his best film.
He's an excellent actor. I'm telling you, no, House of Cards. I like the first couple seasons.
If you haven't seen L.A. Confidential in your life, what are you doing?
I've seen it. I don't remember really anything about it.
Oh, it's a great film.
Russell Crowe's in it?
Of course. It's a great film.
That's all I really remember. That's my file.
It's kind of a blind spot for me.
Is Alec Baldwin in it?
Sounds right. I think I've seen it. Don't remember much about it. Maybe I'll watch it this weekend.
You should watch it today.
Most likely. I won't. I'm just talking smack.
He's got a busy Friday, I'm sure.
Valdez is looking at me like I'm a freaking alien. I might watch it this weekend.
Baldwin's not in it. It's Spacey, it's Crow, and it's Guy Pearce.
Okay.
Bassinger. It's just a great film.
This story makes me laugh, too. Johnny Depp and Jeff Beck are reviewing claims they stole an incarcerated man's poem to use on their collaborative album titled 18. The song, Sad MFN Parade, appears to take several lines from Hobo Ben, a poem and song
by... Have you written it on the wall?
A poem and song by Slim Wilson, that's the alias of a self-proclaimed cheat and pimp who served time for murder and armed robbery, according to Rolling Stone.
Maybe Hobo Ben's the guy we see on the corner.
Maybe he's looking less and less like a hobo. That guy on the corner, he's got filas, he's got new jeans.
He had some new threads today.
Look at Matthew hat.
He's wearing like skinny jeans now.
He's probably got an efficiency at the Coda right across the street. That fancy new apartment that just went up.
I've never seen a homeless man wear a gold watch.
Right. He knows what time it is at all times.
Like Flavor Flav.
Where's he got to be? I think I just stole that.
You did. You took my comedy set.
I'm doing a story about plagiarism. I stole your joke.
I know.
I apologize. I need to send you reparations.
Yeah, I need royalties.
You know what? I'll send you a few bucks. I was workshopping
that for the Ha-Ha Factory. Right. And Cakes just straight up took my joke.
I stole it like Johnny Depp and Jeff Beck stole from... Hobo Ben for their terrible album. By the way, here's a one-line review of the album. 18 review, a dull display of colossal self-pity. I'm sure I'm going to ever put that on my Spotify playlist.
Some reason when Jeff you said Beck Jeff and Beck, Depp. And I'm aware of who he is, I thought of John Beck. And makes me think of Mike Shanahan trying to sell all the fans and everybody out there that John Beck was going to be a good starter in the league.
Yeah. And Rex Grossman.
He got off that pretty quickly. He was trying to sell us on John Beck for about, I don't know, 2 weeks.
All right, I'm going to give you guys the name of a Hollywood actress that I did not know had deep pockets like she does, apparently. And a lot of it seems to be from real estate ventures. Do you guys know the name Allison Hannigan? Can you place that name?
Yes. I think she was on How I Met Your Mother.
She's one of the cast members of How I Met Your
Mother.
Was
she in American Pie?
She was also in American Pie. She was the girl.
Band camp.
She went to band camp. Oh, and right. She did something silly with her flute.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So she's been in Hollywood for a long time. She's an actress.
Yeah.
She just sold her house.
I can't believe she's almost 50. Wow.
She sold her home along with her husband. Now, this is a home that's been used by a lot of TV shows. JP loves This Is Us on NBC.
This is a house they use
in shoots for TV and movies. She sold her house with her husband, a 3-acre pad in Encino, California, for $18 million.
Good for her.
They bought it a few years ago for what I think it was $8 million, flipped it, sold it for $18.
I bet she made a lot of money on that show.
Unbelievable.
How I Met Your Mother was on TV forever. I would watch it on occasion.
Was she one of the big stars on that?
She was one of the main cast members.
Syndication money.
I'll be honest. Even though it has a laugh track, which I'm not a big fan of, How I Met Your Mother, for the most part, pretty well written, pretty well done. Like, I can watch an episode now and not feel shame and scorn for myself like I do if I were to sit down and watch The Big Bang Theory, God forbid, which I... thankfully stopped watching years ago and never went back to because I realized it was terrible and I was laughing at unfunny jokes, which I don't
know what her salary was on that show.
I don't
take a stab per episode. What is most seasons like 20 episodes?
Probably. I'm going to say she pulled in $80,000 per episode.
Jason, care to guess how much Allison Hannigan made on a show that you never watched? How I Met Your Mother.
I would have guessed 100.
Somewhere between, so it's unclear, but it says, like her co-star, she earned somewhere between $225,000 and $340,000 per episode.
Okay. Well, I stand corrected. I can totally understand now why she's able to afford that pad, and then it more than doubled in value.
So she bought it for $9 and sold it for
like $8 or $9 and sold it for $18 million.
It's unbelievable.
Good for her.
Did you see the picture of it?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's like 3 acres. It's got an amazing pool. It's got a tennis court. Mikey Stotts would be butt-sized to go
looks
buy
like
that
one
house.
Level.
Yeah, it looks amazing. Yeah. It's a beautiful property, and it costs $18 million. I'm sure I'd be in the market for an $18 million property. Mr. Beast celebrated hitting 100 million subscribers by giving one of his followers, get this, Jason, this sounds amazing, gave them a private island.
Just gave it to him.
Gave away a private island.
How big is the island? I was trying to figure this out. Like, how do you define the island?
I'm looking at it.
It sounds amazing.
Why did they choose just one? Why was this follower?
Because his 100 millionth subscriber.
Ah, gotcha.
Think about that. First of all, think 100 million subscribers on YouTube.
Well, he had a game. I think it was like similar to his Squid Game contest.
Right.
So when he hit 100 million subscribers, he put together this game on this private island and had a bunch of reindeer games. And the person who won, it was like finding the plaque somewhere buried on the island, all kinds of goofy stuff.
Right.
And then you, I guess, won the private island.
That's crazy. Where was it? Where's the island? Doesn't say.
It looks like he had given away a previous private island that was in the Bahamas. Now, that happened in 2020. So he's doing it again. I don't have the location of this one in the story. But the kicker for this story is the person who won the private island giveaway is an employee of Brett Oliveri of Supdog.
Nice.
How do you like them out?
Well, look, he's from Greenville. I believe imagine? Mr. Beast lives in Greenville.
Yeah, okay, he loves North Carolina. Loves the Pirates.
Frequents Supdogs. He's a fan. He's done several bits with Supdogs. So makes some sort of sense.
Apparently, he's making $5 million a month.
Not bad.
Think about that.
Could you live on $5
million? He laughs at Allison Hannigan.
Laughs at her.
I did the math. Now, when I look up how much he was making, if we just go with the low ball of $225,000 per episode, that's probably not season one.
No, but
probably takes a couple seasons.
Sure.
But if you just use that $225,000, you're going to get to over $46 million earned on How I Met Your Mother.
That's
not including syndication money.
That's really good cash. So
for,
good for
a pretty nondescript actress on a pretty nondescript show.
So good for her.
It was successful, but not great.
Good for her and Kobe Smulders, one of her co-stars. Good for Neil Patrick Harris, who's the tall donk that's been in a bunch Jason Segel, also on that show as well. So they obviously did really well financially. Your last story on the EP, I know that Drab T-Shirt hates music, but I'm pretty sure he loves Shakira. Shakira is in potential real trouble with Spain's tax man.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, she's alleged of defrauding the Spanish government of around 12 million euros between 2012 and 2014. It could be facing up to 8 years in prison if those charges stick.
I feel bad for Shakira because there's no way she does her taxes or has any sort of involvement.
I don't even do my taxes.
Right.
You think Shakira does her taxes for She-Wolf?
No,
hips don't lie.
I blame her ex-husband, PK, the Barcelona soccer player.
Yeah.
I think they just got divorced because every single Spanish soccer player gets busted for tax evasion.
Oh, okay. They're all on the take.
So Spain's IRS, whatever they call it, they are active.
Right. Unlike the United States IRS, which
it's Spanish for audit.
Right. Yeah, JP, you should know that. You should know what audit is in Espanol. Don't know it?
Don't know it. Audit?
Okay.
No.
All right, that's your EP.
Good job,
I think I entertained you guys. I think that was rather entertaining. Jason might be.
For a Friday.
Jason might be like, no, it wasn't that entertaining.
I mean, it was fine. I got through it.
Yeah.
So, Jason, you're boys with Chris Wright?
I mean,
kind of, sort of.
We're not boys. I mean, I know Chris Wright.
Oh, you know what? He might.
I know Mark Stern, who owns the who started the ABL,
Chris
the
Wright.
Alumni Basketball League.
Chris Wright may be getting worked over by the College Park Boys during the game tomorrow night at Xfinity Center.
Well, we'll find
out.
That
could be happening.
Is Melo going to play? I think Melo's
saw playing. That he's. I've seen a lot of Terps hanging out with Kevin Willard and signing the wall there at Xfinity Center. Getting ready for the event.
Nice. Well, Chris Wright started Georgetown. He's part of this alumni game. We actually have tickets to give away. Stay tuned for that, where it is going to be Dog Talk. Those would be the Georgetown Hoyas
yep.
alums against the College Park Boys.
Those are my boys.
Guys like Walt Williams playing for them and Mello Trimble.
Gravis was in the building, too.
Yes.
Gravis Vasquez.
So we will have Chris Wright join us in studio to talk all about that, give away some tickets. Keep it here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Chris Wright is joining us, former Hoyas hoop star. He's part of the new ABL,
yep.
where you have here locally Dog Talk, his team, ex Hoyas, against the College Park Boys, ex Terps,
yep.
playing each other. You can get your tickets. Visit eventbrite.com to purchase tickets or go to ablballin.com.
When's the game?
For more info.
Game tomorrow?
This
tomorrow.
Saturday.
Tomorrow night.
August 6th, 8 p.m. Get your tickets. But right now,
that's a big deal.
We'll actually hook up the 10th caller at 800-636-1067 with a pair of tickets.
By the way, I'm going to guess that Chris disagrees with your classification. He's not an ex-Hoya. Mm. Now, you're never
that's
an
true.
Ex-Terp. You're always a Hoya. You're always,
always
a Terp.
Oh,
I mean, that just... thread runs through all of you guys.
I did.
That's part of why you're doing this.
I did catch that.
Yeah, see, exactly.
And he
exactly.
joined us with another Hoya.
Yes.
He reminded us, Austin Freeman,
yes,
back in the day in 2007.
Right.
That's right. He was, yeah, they were both in studio when we were in Fairfax.
Right.
I think we were promoting the McDonald's All-American game
right.
because they were both McDonald's All-Americans, and that was a long time ago. But
thank you guys for having me on. I appreciate
but he's living
you
a great
sure.
life. Like
of
he's. You know, you may be wondering, what has Chris Wright been doing? Well, he's been playing overseas, playing in Italy. He named about four or five towns that he's lived in
yeah.
and played for. So how many seasons do you have under your belt in Italy?
I have six total seasons under my belt in Italy,
mm-hmm.
11 total.
I did, Turkey? Playing Turkey?
I did Turkey 2 years.
Wow.
I did France 1 year, half a year in Israel.
All right.
I did.
So you're well-traveled. What's been your favorite? Like, Cakes is the opposite of well-traveled. He pretty much goes to South Carolina every year, and that's
okay.
it. I think
on.
He's been overseas
South
once
school
for a poker tournament.
Let's pump the brakes here. I was scheduled to go to Spain, and then COVID hit. I was going to go visit my son in Spain,
okay.
so I was out of my control.
You
so
in Spain. Far, your son is in Spain. You in Spain.
So
you
far, good. Good. 0 for your 51
okay.
years
now, I've,
in going to Europe.
I am well-traveled. I've been to Jamaica, Aruba. I sound like a Beach Boy song. I'm Kokomo, apparently.
Right.
I need to throw Key West in there, I think. I'm well traveled.
Well, what's your favorite, Chris Wright?
Don't believe the hype.
To be honest, I don't know. I've been to, I actually was in Aruba like 3 weeks ago. It's
amazing,
awesome.
Right?
It's really nice.
One happy island.
It is one happy island. I ain't going to lie. Aruba is really nice.
Is it?
My favorite place has to be Italy. I bring my family, my wife and kids with me.
Yeah.
I've been there. I have three kids. And my wife comes with me. She's an author. She's written two books out there.
Nice. Do you speak?
Yeah. Parlo poco? Nah, yeah, I get around. I can hold my own. I can have a conversation. I can speak to people in the local bars and stuff. Absolutely.
Nice.
I was in Lake Como, I don't know, call it 4 years ago. And you played near there. You lived near Lake Como.
Yep.
That place is money.
Nah, Lake Como.
Lake Como was nice.
Real deal.
That's the real, real deal.
It's the real
deal. The food's unbelievable.
We've always heard stories about like athletes getting lavished with, you know, like furnished apartments and a fancy car. Like, did you get a lot of those perks when you were playing in Italy or some of those other spots?
Yeah, that's part of the deal.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, you can fall into some situations where you don't have a car.
Right.
And I've been in that situation, but they do give you an apartment.
Right.
And a car. But it's a different lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got a completely different lifestyle than what we're accustomed to here. So, you know, there's pros and cons to both.
Yeah. Is there also like, are you discriminated against because you're an American player instead of a European player? Like, does that, like, schism exist between, like, the players on your own team?
Nah,
or we love having American players over here. It's just, routine at this point.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I don't think it's discrimination.
Right.
I don't really think it's discrimination. It can be at times, mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. But I think it's more of you're here and it's an expectation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of how you're supposed to play and how you're supposed to help us to win.
Right. Now we've also heard numerous stories about people like lighting off flares inside the arena,
or throwing batteries at players,
throw like hot coins at you.
It
like is it that bad? It's way different than playing in
different
the U.S.
countries. Oh man,
because they're big gamblers. They gamble in all those games,
right?
They're psycho about it.
If you lose a game, they will hit you up saying you owe me money,
right?
You know that's very common.
Did you ever feel like your life was in danger playing over there? Did you ever get death threats?
Death threats? No.
Okay.
I never got anything. Thank goodness.
Yes, yes.
No death threats. But no, I've heard it's a lot of situations where people with fans. Fans are very close to the players. It's no barrier between fans and players.
Right,
and
exactly.
Then you live amongst them
right,
as well.
Right.
So you get immersed in the community. And when you get immersed in the community, it's a different type of culture they have in these countries. And the emotions and the passion are extreme.
Oh, nuts.
So you play in Greece. You play in Israel. You play in Italy. You play in, you know, where these are predominantly football, as they call it, countries.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
You know, so it kind of trickles down to basketball, and you kind of get that feeling.
Turkey would scare me a little bit.
Really?
Did you like
Istanbul
Turkey?
Istanbul is one of the Turkey. Most beautiful countries,
so you liked,
beautiful cities in the world.
And that's where you lived, Istanbul?
I did not.
Oh,
I wished.
Yeah. but you did like the country.
The country was cool. The people were great.
It's
really peaceful people. They're cool. They got good food, too.
All right, so Chris Wright joins us.
Well, hold on. I want to ask him about this. The basketball tournament.
Yeah, we're going to get to it.
All right.
Chris Wright joins us, played at Georgetown.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's playing overseas, and he's part of this ABL. How did this start up? Because I kind of like the concept. It's almost like the big three. You see former NBA players playing that are past. I mean, a lot of those guys are kind of past their prime.
Yeah.
You see Ketino Mobley still out there with this. But this is guys not as old.
Right.
At least, well, maybe some of them are if Walt Williams is playing.
Right.
Walt is playing.
Walt's not playing.
I don't think he's playing. He's showing
like
up.
VIP,
okay.
Like, yes.
There's no chance Walt's playing.
Yeah. A lot of love and respect for Walt.
Travis Williams. Garrison's playing.
But we would have had to put him in every isolation possible.
I love the death. No disrespect.
Yeah.
No disrespect.
So are there some Hoyas where you're like, sorry, man, you're just too old. You can't come on the squad.
Nah. So let me give a brief introduction. So the ABL is a league that was created. I mean, after seeing the leagues that are created, you got the TBT, you have the Big Three, and the TBT has a great model.
Mm-hmm.
But the ABL has, I think, a great model because it's already fan base in place.
Correct.
You know, so you put these alumni teams together, and you start creating rivalries. You get multiple games. It can create a nice atmosphere. You know, and so three Missouri guys came up with a great concept. Kareem Rush, Jason Conley, and Jay
Kareem
Johnson
Rush, right,
came up with a great concept. Let's play a game. They played a game last year, Kansas versus Missouri, and had a great time with it.
Right.
So they wanted to come to the East Coast.
Gotcha.
they came to us, you know. So, and I thought it was a great opportunity for us. Georgetown isn't necessarily doing the best right now.
Right.
So
but anything, they've got history.
But we have amazing history.
Correct.
And so does Maryland. And it's always been kind of a little tension there.
Right, sure.
Trying to figure out who's
the best. Well,
there
was many years where the Maryland fans were like, why aren't we playing Georgetown? Exactly.
And,
Georgetown and Maryland, vice versa. Correct.
You know, and we were probably recruited by both.
Both.
Yep.
So me playing against Travis Garrison and the Beckway, I was the recruit when they were on campus.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how far back that goes. I was on campus when John Gilchrist and Chris McCray and all those guys were there.
Right.
Mike Jones, those teams.
Correct.
Some of the other Terps on the team are Sean Mosley.
Sean Mosley, I got a long history with him. We grew up playing against each other.
Terrell Stoglin,
great player.
Mm-hmm. Damonte Dodd.
Right. Yep.
James Gist.
Mello Trimble.
Yes, that's my man. That's my
Anthony
brother.
Cowan. Anthony Cowan Jr.
Cowan and Mello are going to be tough to deal with in the backcourt.
Chris Wright and Jason Clark are going to be tough to deal with.
Okay, all right.
But listen, I'm going to be honest. Much love to both of them because they're WCAC guys, and especially Anthony Cowan because he's a St. John's cadet.
Yeah. Well, I always told you you should have gone to DeMatha, but you
No. I was hanging out with a DeMatha great yesterday, too, by the way.
Who's that?
Kenny Tate. He has eight championships.
Kenny Tate was an unbelievable football player.
Unbelievable everything. Basketball, football, track and field.
He was crazy. Crazy athlete.
Crazy athlete.
Chris, you would not believe the amount of DeMatha propaganda.
I'm aware.
JP and I have to put up with on probably a daily basis in this studio. It just happens all the time.
There's no DeMatha stuff up in here?
No, they would. They threw it out. Yeah. I brought it in. They threw it out.
I agree.
All right, real quick. All right, so you played on Americana for Autism, which was in the basketball tournament, TBT, and you played in the championship game against Blue Collar U, and that was for $1 million. So explain when did this happen? I think this was past weekend, correct?
Yeah.
And you guys were almost there, but you lost the championship game for $1 million. Talk about that.
Ooh, that's tough to
talk about. I'm sorry.
About.
I just had to bring it up. I'm sorry.
Well, what's the chop? It's not $1 million each. It's chopped by like all the players, right?
You got to get something.
You spin it up. You spin it up. But that's some good money.
I get it.
Money,
you
know? But the runners-up have to get – it's not $1 million.
It's a bad deal.
Nothing, right?
It's a bad deal, I think.
Okay.
TBT, that you get to the finals and don't get any money.
There's no money.
For the loser in the finals.
Oh, it's winner take all?
Winner take all.
That's the allure of it.
That's the allure of the entire tournament.
Devastating.
So 64, it was 65 teams. It's kind of like an NCAA tournament.
Correct.
You know, and a lot of those are almost like alumni teams. Like, I know Syracuse always has a team.
Or has causes in our case. Right. You know, we had three players on our team whose kids were on the spectrum of being autistic. So, you know, we were playing for a cause and portion of the money was going to that cause. So that's another reason they like that ALS is in it.
Right.
Sideline Cancer is in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have alumni teams. West Virginia. The Herd was Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Boeheim's Army. So
where were these players from that beat you guys?
Buffalo. And they're playing for –
most of them played at University of Buffalo?
Yeah, they played at the University of Buffalo, and all of them had the names of the –
That's funny.
Chris Wright just dropped the S-bomb.
It's fine.
I'm sorry I had to bring that up, but that was interesting to me.
No, it's a great tournament.
It's a great
atmosphere. I had a great teammates.
So do you do these things kind of in your off season?
Yeah.
So when is the European season?
I had a 10-month season. I left August 9th.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And I got back in June.
And you had your family over there, like you said.
My kids go to school there. My wife is out there with me. And
so when you come back here, where are you living now?
I live in D.C.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You got to lobby them for a shorter season. 10 months is like.
Yeah, but they don't play 82 games, right?
Yeah, that's what sucks. So if you played 82 games, it's less practice.
Mm-hmm.
So you're practicing all the time once a week game?
Yeah, it's once we playing every Sunday. Mm. Unless you're playing in on a team that's playing in European competition, which I have majority of my career. This year I didn't.
Right.
You know, and European competition, you get to go play in Spain, you get to go play in France, Germany, all of other European countries, Russia, all that. You get to play everywhere. But I didn't. So if you are playing in that, you're playing two games a week. So you're playing Sunday, Wednesday, Sunday, boom, 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 boom.
That's what you want. You want to play
games.
That's
what you want. Right, so it's less practice. You got to travel. When you don't do that, it's like 30 games in a year, 32 games in a year in your country, and you play weekly, you know. So that's at least
two or
three two-a-days a week.
Oh.
You know?
Man, that would create burnout for me, man.
But clearly you have decided somewhere along your career, because you played a little bit in the NBA, right?
Sure. Yeah.
All right.
Who are you with, Dallas?
Dallas.
But you decided, you know, G Leagues and things like that, not for you. You're going to make your money in Europe, mm-hmm. and you obviously enjoy it, have a good lifestyle, it seems like. And then in the offseason, you come over and do something like the TBT or this game tomorrow against the Terps.
Yeah,
so has there been a lot of trash talking this week? Like via text, like with your boys that you've played against?
Absolutely. It's always trash. I mean, we're competitive. And all the thing about it, my team, my guys are all pretty much active. You know, there's not guys that are retired. Everyone's playing.
So who's your starting five?
I got to keep that in the bag.
Right.
I can't unveil that on the show. I got to keep that in the bag. But we're going to have a good team. They're going to have a great team as well. Mm-hmm. But all our guys are still active.
Right. All your guys are still playing somewhere.
Yeah. Gotcha. Still playing.
Is there any side action, any bets?
Yeah. Like if you lose, you got to sing the Maryland fight song.
Yeah. Valdez can sing it for you right now. He knows.
I'm a Terp.
Yeah, he's a Terp.
What's the fight song?
Maryland, we're all behind you. Wave high the black and gold, for there's nothing half so glorious as to see our Terps victorious. They got the team. All right.
Yeah, see, he's got it.
I know. I got it. Don't worry. I got it down.
So, look, I'll take a bet with you.
Oh.
If we lose, I'll sing a fight song.
Okay.
If not, then you have to wear our Dog Talk merchandise for at least.
Oh, we do that
I'll
for
do
free. Free.
I'll do that for free? Okay, great.
Hell yeah. KP. Size large.
Yeah, okay. That's a term. He went right. too. How dare you?
That's cool. Uh-huh. There's no beef.
That's cool.
Yeah. I like it. I'll do it.
All right. And I'll learn the fight song. But I don't think I'll have to learn the fight.
You're good.
I'm good.
So doors open at 7. Of course, this is at the Xfinity Center mm-hmm. over in College Park. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, including a limited supply of VIP tickets. This is going to be a cool event, man. So the game starts at 8?
Game starts at 8.
Home court advantage for the Terps, for the College Park boys.
Sure. They got it.
You know what? Just like Hoosiers, 10 feet cakes.
All right, that's true. All right, before we let you go.
He's played in Poland. He's played in Israel.
He's played in five different countries.
Everywhere, yeah, dude.
So you just
think he's worried about College Park?
Poland was actually really nice. I had my daughter in Poland.
Oh,
my daughter was born in Poland. Poland is a great country. I like Poland.
Now, is your wife European or is she American?
No, my wife is from D.C.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Was it hard to sell your wife on the European lifestyle?
Absolutely not.
Oh, really?
My wife loves it.
She probably hates being back in D.C.
Absolutely. She loves going over there. She's trying to figure out a way that we can stay over there.
Okay. Well, you're a free agent. Back. So you played in Italy last year. Talk to me. What's going on? Any teams that you're looking at? Anybody looking at you?
Yeah, it's a lot of conversations going on, but nothing is solid until it's on the paper, right?
Who's your agent?
I have a European agent at this point.
Gotcha.
My career is based in Europe.
That's awesome.
The game is 8 o'clock. We're going to hook up caller number 10 with some tickets to the Alumni Basketball League. It's the inaugural game tomorrow, Saturday, August 6th, 8 p.m. at Xfinity Center. Dog Talk versus the College Park Boys. Got alumni from both schools, Maryland and Georgetown. You can visit eventbrite.com to get your tickets or go to ablballin.com for more info. But right now, 10th caller at 800-636-1067. Chris, great to have you back in studio.
Good luck, man.
I'm not great with math, but that means you're going to join us again in like 2039.
Yeah. We got to cut it down. We got to cut that down.
I don't know. My math's not great.
I'll be coaching then.
He can call in to sing the song on Monday.
Yeah, we can make time.
Okay. All right, Chris. Right,
I'm gonna come back up to get you the t-shirts. Hey, one thing I want to say: shout out to my mom and dad. My dad is a big follower of you guys. Been watching it for a long time.
Awesome.
You know, so I want to say that. Also, happy birthday to Coach Patrick Ewing. It's his birthday today.
Oh,
at Georgetown. Okay. So we got to show love to the legend.
He doesn't show love to us because we try to get him on the show all the time and we just get the Heisman.
No, we did have him on.
We had him on once.
We had him on. We need to get him in studio. Yeah. We need tell Patrick we want him in studio.
Once he comes on my show, then I'm going to get him on y'all's show.
There you go.
Got it. No, I'm just messing
with you. Hey, good luck, man. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Chris Wright, we're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, we got to thank Chris Wright for coming by.
Yes.
And that last segment was brought to you by our good friends at Golfdom. The four majors may be behind us, but there's a lot left in the golf season. Go to Golfdom for all your summer golf needs, clubs, apparel, shoes, club repair, club fitting, and more. New golfers can find all they need to get into the game at great prices. Golfers returning to the game can get their clubs re-gripped or find a new bag. And avid golfers can fine-tune their game with a new driver, wedge, or a pair of shoes. Visit Golfdom and Tyson's or GolfdomGolf.com. Golfdom, live the game.
Playing golf tomorrow. Tee time?
Hold on.
6:10.
6:00.
Right on the dot? Wow.
Yes. I don't even know if there's light.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
It's going to be dicey. Yeah.
Hey, we have...
Your first tee shot might be in the dark.
Let me see sunrise
Zach
tomorrow.
Brown tickets to give away. I think it's 6:11.
Okay.
tickets to Zach Brown Band, Jiffy Lube Live, August 27th. It's all courtesy of Live Nation. You can buy your tickets now at LiveNation.com, but you can also win them right here on the Junkies if you are the 10th caller at 800-636-1067. Time for our Commanders training camp report brought to you by Paul Henry's Windows.
Yes.
PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Dyami Brown is on the Curtis Samuel side field.
Yes.
With Curtis Samuel
Memorial side field.
People are joking about it, but it's true. She just called the side field the Curtis Samuel field. And here's from our pal Pete Haley, Curtis Samuel's side fielding today. Next chance for him to participate is at tomorrow night's FedEx field practice.
Mm-hmm.
He can't string 2 days in a row. So the tracker.
But it's part of the plan.
It does say plan.
Yeah, it's part of the plan.
It's part of Ron Rivera and the training staff's plan. And look, we goof about it now, but if, and this is the world's biggest if, Curtis Samuel starts against the Jags and strings together three or four games where he doesn't come off the field grabbing his leg or nursing his groin injury or whatever it is, his back, his hamstrings, then we'll commend the plan. We will laud the plan. But right now, we're in mock the plan mode before the season starts.
What's up with Dyami? Did they say why he's on side field or the Curtis Samuel field?
I don't see anything about Dyami Brown's health or anything.
All right. You know what? It's too hot.
And they are working on the side field.
They're not hot weather players.
So it's heat. It's the heat.
It's heat related. Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'll buy that.
Okay. Well, anybody else on that side? Just those two receivers?
That's what I see right now.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Curtis Samuel just cannot figure out how to go back to back. I just don't understand it. Cakes, he's got to go back-to-back.
I agree.
Before we can get excited about
it. He's got to show some consistency, ability to stay healthy.
All right, a little weekend preview, Cakes. What you got going on?
Weekend preview. Let's see. I think it's pretty wide open. I think we might be doing it.
Well, you were busy this week.
Family get-together, I think, tomorrow night. One of my wife's cousins, because I don't have any cousins, is in town. Mm-hmm. Other than that, pretty wide open.
Remember, you're watching L.A. Confidential today.
Yeah, I'm going to be sure to cue that one up. That.
3 o'clock.
Yeah. Pretty wide open.
Oh, no, sorry, I forgot. Playing tennis tomorrow at 8:30.
Ooh. So
tennis tomorrow at 8:30, then a family ob.
P.M.?
No, 8:30 in the morning.
Got you.
I'm not going to start playing tennis.
You act like there aren't lights outside.
Okay, there might be, but.
But he ain't doing
it. I mean, when am I going to play? What? Am I playing at the U.S. Open on center court? The main court?
Oh, you know what?
Not playing at night. I play in the morning before it gets too hot.
Elbows recovered?
Elbows, 80%. I think I'm going to gobble Advil tonight and as soon as I wake up tomorrow. I should be good. Should be good to go. See how it works.
So, hey. Remember, Thunder Boomer's coming today and tomorrow.
Okay.
So just pay attention to Doug Kammerer, and he'll tell you when they're coming.
What time tomorrow?
Either they're always
now
late afternoon.
Now I feel like Eric Bickle asking you for the exact time.
They're always late afternoon.
You can just go to your phone.
I will go to my phone. You know what? I don't need you to tell me. But thank you anyway.
Bish Bucks, what's on your docket? Weekend preview. a whole lot of nothing when you have that kind of pause.
This weekend, not much going on because next weekend starts to get real busy. But this weekend, I actually might. It's funny because Chris Wright, when he after the interview, walked out of the studio and he said, "Are we coming to the alumni game?"
Right.
And I said, "You know what? I might be in College Park tomorrow because I think we're going over to the Moonies to have crabs.
Very good.
And they live in College Park.
You're going to have your wife pick the crabs because you hate doing that?
No, I told my wife, I said, I'm not going to eat crabs where I'm going to have to get crab cakes.
Oh,
what a diva.
That is very bougie.
I will not eat crabs.
The only time you ever eat is if his wife picks them.
I'll eat shrimp and I'll eat crab cakes.
You know what?
I can't think of anything more emasculating than having your wife pick your crabs for you.
Don't worry, I'm not going to ask her to do that. I just won't eat them.
Last weekend, my son came down to Kiowa with his girlfriend for a day and a half because he had to get back to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
He left after eating shrimp at we all had dinner.
Mm-hmm.
He washed his hands and then went to the airport. He was designated for an extensive screening because I guess he didn't wash his hands thoroughly enough.
Right.
And the Old Bay on his hands triggered some sort of TSA extra pat down because I don't know. Like
how?
It's similar to explosive residue. I don't know.
What?
It's so hot and spicy, the Old Bay. It garnered him getting extra attention from the TSA.
Well, it's an explosion of flavor.
It's an explosion of flavor in your mouth. And he definitely got the once-over from the TSA because he had too much shrimp with Old Bay on it.
That is crazy.
That is so weird.
Hey, real quick, I need to throw in the Nat Smoothie Player of the Week, served up fresh every Friday by Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
Please remind me to go shake down Sam Weiner for gift cards. Continue with the read.
On Tuesday night, right after Juan Soto was traded to San Diego, Nationals' Joey Meneses?
Sounds right.
He made his MLB debut. He's 30 years old, 12 years in the minors. Hit a home run, so he is our Tropical Smoothie Cafe Player of the Week. They, of course, have partnered with the Nats to bring you Nats Berry Crush Smoothie, which is a delicious blend of strawberries and cranberries. Order ahead online for carryout or try curbside pickup or delivery at over 70 DMV locations.
Man,
Tropical Smoothie Cafe, the official smoothie of the Washington Nationals.
A smoothie and a wrap or a quesadilla right now would be amazing.
That sounds very good. I'm very hungry. And remember, the other thing you're doing this weekend, you're watching all three of the Padres-Dodgers games.
That is the funniest thing I've heard.
Starting tonight at 10:10. Let's see what time is first.
Funniest thing I've heard on the show in, I don't know, a year.
You're into it. You're into it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch all those games.
All right, everybody have a great weekend. Yep. For Bish Bucks Cakes, I'm JP. We'll see you on Monday. B. Mitch and Finley next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.